Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And things that we're excited about in video games later in the future. But we definitely had a great, great conversation about that. But more importantly, about Twitter Spaces, the potential that we see using this platform as a content creator. You know, for me, I talked a lot about podcasting and how we can engage with the listeners. And it was a great, great conversation. It's like we had between 800 to like 1,000 people that were listening live. And this was like super last minute. Great, great, great session. And you're going to listen to it here exclusively on Gamer Tag Radio. Great, great conversation. And please let me know, for those who are actually listening to this, let me know your thoughts about just the conversation. I know not everybody has Twitter Spaces right now. It slowly just came out for Android. A couple of people are having, they have access to either host or just listen only. And I know it's been out now for a couple months for iOS. But during the conversation, they even mentioned about potentially maybe also adding it for web browser too. I think that's, oh man, that sounds very, very exciting, especially for me that as a content creator, I could just start collecting calls from people. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be amazing. I see the potential with this so much. So, but we're going to play here in a couple minutes. But first, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you could find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio, subscribe, follow us, and also post a review. If you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so I'm going to play the audio here, and this is with me, Paris, Lily, also Khalif Adams from Spawn On Me. Shout out to Mark, aka Phoenix. He's a huge supporter of GTR. He's been involved with us for the show like a long time ago too. He's been in our parties, and he's also a content creator. Also Andrew Alliance from the show Radio, and Aaron Ashley Simon. She's a content creator and a broadcaster. She's done stuff for esports and gaming, and she's been in the space for a very long time too. So, and shout out to Twitter Gaming, you know, the whole team over there, and also Twitter Spaces. So here it is, our live session that I recorded here only for Gamer Tag Radio. Check it out.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
How's everyone doing today?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, good. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
No, this was great. Thank you so much for having us.
This was great, man.
Yeah, I'm glad we could get everyone together in such a record time. And it's looking like we've got a lot of folks jumping in already. So what I'd like to do is I want to do a quick introductions and as just a little bit of an icebreaker for those who don't know y'all and are just joining, I'd love if you should share your experiences as far as how you got into the games industry, how you got involved with gaming, and how you got into, involved with what you're doing today. And then after we go through that, I'd love for us to talk a little bit about Spaces, give some of your experiences, some of the tips and advice that you have for those that are trying to get involved with it more. And then, you know, just we'll speculate a little bit and talk about the future of Spaces and, you know, getting your opinions as far as what the opportunities are for Spaces and their content. And then after that, we'll have a little bit of an open discussion and just hang out and ask any questions that y'all have and go from there. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Awesome.
Yeah, sound good.
Amazing. I will, I'm going to go by the order that's on my, Spaces room right now. So, Paris, I got you up first after me. So why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Sure thing. So to everyone that doesn't know me, my name is Paris Lilly. I am a co-host on Gamertag Radio, as well as a co-host on Kind of Funny XCast. I've been doing things in the gaming space content creation since about 2006. For me, as far as using Spaces, I know you're talking about that before. As far as me using Spaces, it's been a great tool the past, I don't know, about 4 or 5 weeks. I've kind of been holding my own listener Q&As where I'm hosting the room. I may have a set topic, various conversations about things in gaming. It's, you know, delved into pop culture, things like that. But for me, I think this is a great opportunity to have more interactive discussions, and I'll keep this more just focused on gaming. There's obviously a lot of hot topics that are out there in the industry right now, and it's always great to get the non-content creator perspective, to get quote unquote the average Joe perspective of people that just love playing games and what their point of view on this is. And we have those interactive discussions back and forth. And like I said, I just think the Spaces tool has been really great with that. There's some things that I would like to see, you know, suggestion wise that I would like to see to be able to improve the platform to kind of streamline the process more. But I think in these early days of it being in a quote unquote beta, it's been great so far. And I'm really looking forward to more discussions like this and actually having this panel right now with other creators where we can kind of, you know, bounce ideas off of each other and just talk about our experiences on the platform. Is great. And I absolutely would love to have audience participation in things like this as well. So I'm Paris Lilly, and thank you for your time.
Appreciate you, Paris. Aaron, why don't you go up next?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Aaron Ashley Simon. I'm a broadcaster in the esports and gaming space, as well as a part of the ownership group for a new esports organization called XSET. And how I got in the industry, I mean, I've been working in the media industry for over 10 years. So I worked in traditional sports, worked for places like the Wall Street Journal. Then I did music media and worked for Revolt TV, which is Diddy's television network. And then I've made my way over into the gaming space originally through just traditional journalism. And then now as talent in this space that focuses on diversity, equity, inclusion, and just overall gaming conversations. And I really like this functionality of Spaces because I've had a lot of experiences over at, you know, Clubhouse, and I feel like this one has a lot more accessibility. And I think that especially when you look at the overall landscape of gaming, a lot of users are Android users. And so having an opportunity to immediately discuss some of the most important topics, not just gaming, but outside topics that influence the gaming industry is really, really important. Because I think that, you know, when it comes to overall combos, I think sometimes the conversations we have are viewed as just, oh, just talking about games, just talking about console. But we even talk about, you know, international trade policies that impact console production and just all these other topics that are adjacent to gaming that I don't think people immediately think. But it's great that we're able to expand the perspective and view of this industry through conversations like this. And I'm excited to see it getting updated and some additional changes that will further these conversations, further audience interaction, and increase more access to some important information like the one conversation that we're about to have. So thank you for having me.
Amazing. Thanks, Aaron. Danny, why don't you go next?
Now, my name is Danny Pena. I'm a founder and host of Gamertag Radio. I'm also a content creator, been in this space now for over 20 years. And I got into the gaming industry just attending events in New York City, going to like Nintendo and Xbox events, even Sega back in the day. So So the thing that I love about Twitter Spaces, to me as a podcast junkie, I think this is going to be a great opportunity for podcasters to engage more with their audience, having that Q&A calls or just discussions on different topics. And, you know, I think, you know, now last week I just turned like, what, 14 years now using Twitter. You know, back then I saw the potential of this platform way back, and it helped me a lot to not only get opportunities, but also meet a lot of people within the gaming community too. So I see a huge potential with Spaces. I think things are going to get a lot better, and I can't wait to see what's next for the platform.
Awesome, Danny. Well, happy belated Twitterversary. You came in at 14. I had my 12th Twitterversary last week. So
nice.
Catching up with you, man. But you're definitely an OG in it, so thank you. Khalif, why don't you go ahead and take it on next?
Thank you so much for having me. Khalif Adams here. I run the Spawn on Me podcast. We like to call ourselves the premier podcast spotlighting people of color in the video game industry. I've been doing that for about 8 years now, and in the media space for over 12. I got into the gaming space because, you know, I felt like there was a conversation not happening in the podcasting space around kind of race and blackness and conversations around people of color. So I wanted to kind of fill that space with the content that we did, starting 8 years ago, on the platform. And shout out to all of our other 10 plus years on Twitter folks who have been, on this space for a long time. You know, Spaces has been really great at, not only kind of bringing, you know, us closer to the folks who we interact with on a daily, but, you know, fans of the show has been a really great way to, you know, connect with them. I usually am trying to use Spaces for our after show, you know, to kind of get closer to those folks and talk to them about things that we might have missed during an episode or any of that kind of stuff. But it's been great to be able to pull in content directly into the platform that people can see and kind of talk about. And then kind of bridge out, you know, other parts of the way that we're connecting with our fans, our families, and other industry folks. So Spaces has been pretty great for that, and I'm happy to see it's continuing to grow.
Amazing. Thank you, Khalif. King Phoenix, you're up next.
Hi, my name is Mark Washington. I go by Phoenix. I'm a Black content creator. I'm a Twitch streamer. Kind of like, you know, like everyone else said here, I got into the gaming space right around 2008. And then I wanted to venture off on my own and do my own podcast, which we started in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. I also wanted to have a podcast that talked about not only gaming, but entertainment from the Black perspective. And I also wanted to talk about it from the LGBT perspective as well, because in a lot of different areas in gaming, we're looked at as the quote unquote unicorn. And like I've even heard certain things like you don't belong and things like that. And I want to make sure that we have a space and that we have an area where we do belong and we are a part of the conversation. And as far as Twitter Spaces, I'm definitely excited to be able to have rooms where I can talk to the, you know, the listeners of the podcast that I do with KP, Drew, and Chris. Also the viewers of my Twitch channel, that we can have open and honest dialogue and actually be able to come and just talk about any and every aspect of gaming. And thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course. Thank you. And Andrew, last but not least, please introduce
yourself. Yeah. My name is Andrew. I've been podcasting since 2009. The reason I started was because I wanted to talk to some of my heroes in the space. Those who have been podcasting from 2005, 2006. And the podcast is about tech, gaming, and entertainment, and I've been doing that since then. And it's kind of taken a bit of a society and culture side in the last, I would say, 5 years. And, you know, just a podcast encouraging people to share who they are by way of conversation and even existential type of conversations, and also encouraging individuals to start, you know, their own content through, you know, audio and video. Twitter Spaces is really good. I've been listening a lot, and it's just given me the opportunity to listen to the insights of the individuals who are speaking about their experiences, and that's been great. And it's also a good opportunity to have a notepad out to take some notes and take some of their advices and add it to my own brand. So thank you for having me. This is great.
Of course. Thank you so much. And for those of you who don't know, my name is Rishi Chada. I oversee all of our gaming content partnerships, Twitter, and I've got a lot of great guests today. And so we're going to be talking a lot about spaces for those who've just joined. And then, you know, talking a little bit about some of the tips and tricks for folks that are just starting to get into spaces, talking about how to engage with spaces and use them for your communities. And then we'll just have a little bit of a hangout, open questions at the end. So with that, you know, I think some of the folks have shared some of their experiences with spaces so far, but I'd like to open it up to you all to talk a little bit more about some of the tips you've had or you've been seeing or the things that you've been experiencing to, that allow you to host good spaces or how you can be a good participant in spaces. So please, anyone would love for y'all to chime in with your thoughts and share your experiences.
Hey, this is Paris. I'll jump in on this. First of all, I think we might have a hot mic out there. I hear keeping a lot of static. But as far as just suggestions with me with spaces, like I said, the fact that I've kind of at least once a week I've been hosting my own personal rooms. It's been great learning experience because I'm kind of finding a niche as being a host. And like I said at the top, having that audience participation instead of me just talking at the crowd, because again, this is where I think a tool like Spaces versus podcasting, there's an advantage here. If I'm doing a podcasting, I'm just talking to the audience. They can't respond to me in real time. Whereas doing a Spaces discussion, I can bring up a topic. I can, quote unquote, have my opening monologue. And then when I open it up to people to come up basically one by one, like, hey, do you have a comment? Do you have a suggestion? Do you have some feedback? It's been very great in that interactive experience because I feel like I'm learning something. There's been some discussions that we've had where someone brings a unique point of view that I wasn't even thinking about at the time. And it's like, oh, wow. And then that literally pivots off into that thought process. And then other people come up with their unique perspective. So I think the best tip that I can give, and I'll open the floor to the other one, I want to dominate this, is, you know, be interactive with the people that are actually in the spaces listening. Try and have a cadence of people coming up so they can ask their questions or they can, you know, add to the conversation that you're having. I found it very enriching, and it's made me excited to want to continue to do it because, like I said, it's a learning experience, not only for the host, but also for the people that are listening as well. And I think continuing to encourage interactive conversations is probably the best thing that I've learned so far in my time hosting on Spaces.
I completely agree with that. I think also what's really unique about Spaces, and especially having a good environment for people to have that, is also as a host being able to, like you said, listen, because it is an active conversation, especially with viewers or streams, and you know, we all do podcasts and things like that, being able, like you said, to get that different perspective, because there were some spaces that you haven't even had, Paris, where someone would say something, I'm like, oh wow, like I never thought of that. I never, and it brings up that different perspective, because all of us that are on this stage and that are listening, we all share different experiences that can definitely enlighten the conversation, that definitely can enhance that conversation as well.
That was a fantastic point. I'd like to also add, I love a couple of practices that I've seen across multiple spaces. Is one, again, like people pulling in pieces of data or content, and the way it's displayed in the UI of Spaces has been really good. It gives people a visual to kind of go alongside the audio experience of seeing like an article or a link to a topic that's been in there. It's been really nice to kind of feel like you can use Spaces as an extension, especially as a lot of us are content creators and podcasters here, as an extension of the brands that you've already kind of built to be able to kind of, you know, connect other parts to the conversation. Which has been fantastic. Again, I love the captioning in it. I think it's really important for folks in the accessibility space to be able to be a part of, you know, what we're doing here in this segment of Twitter. And I also really love to see people kind of learning like best practices of, you know, you start a room, you talk about the kind of topic of what's laid out, and you kind of take a minute or two when you're 10 to 15 minutes in to kind of reset the room. That's been a great thing to see hosts do, and something I'm trying to, you know, incorporate and adopt as well. So it's been nice to see so many people kind of like learning on the fly and learning, who aren't necessarily usually hosts, kind of learning how to host in a space like this. It's been real cool.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's super important that like when you have speakers, it's always okay to start with a few and then add more on, because sometimes when there's a lot of people up top and a lot of people talking, sometimes the conversation can go in different directions, and this is a great opportunity to practice, like saying, moderating. So I always say, you know, it's always better to start with less and then kind of build up. And I like that there's, you know, a little bit of a limitation in terms of how many speakers, because I've been in, you know, like I said, you know, with other platforms, and there's too many people talking. So that's what I like about this, is just having a small group and intimacy when it comes to local conversations, and a little better moderation mechanics to those who are not moderate.
Yeah, she was breaking up. I couldn't really hear. Just in case I was quiet. No, you know what? Another thing too. I know a couple weeks ago, I think Jeff Keighley had a session with Reggie Fils-Aimé and a couple other developers. That's another way too, where, you know, companies could interact and do Q&A with the consumers too. I think that's something that's really, really cool. For me, you know, in our podcast, we do like fan mail questions. People will send in audio recordings, or they will call our hotline just to send in questions to us, or just commentary. And I think this is another way for to engage with the audience. You know, just that having that conversation with them. I think it was really, really cool, and I could see even radio taking advantage of a platform like this just to get calls from like their listeners too, from everywhere, you know? So yeah, I definitely see the huge potential on this, man. So.
Yeah. And the other thing too, is a great tool for self-awareness for the individuals who are actually holding the rules, right? So when their thoughts and ideals are challenged by the individuals who support them, or individuals who are listening for the first time, then they have to decide if what they believe for that particular idea is true. It's grounded in logic. So I think there's going to be a lot of individuals who are going to be on a fast track to their own self-awareness with tools like this, because they're going to have different individuals speaking to them, whether they heard their podcast or they watched, you know, a YouTube video or something. They can actually directly speak to them in that regard. So I think that's great.
Love that. Thank you. So just to recap some of the things that we covered, one of the things around hosting is just, I think Paris called out the fact that there's a little bit of a difference in spaces where you're not talking at the audience like you may be doing with the podcast. You're more talking with the audience, being able to be more interactive. You're what Khalif mentioned with pulling in data and using tweets to give visuals to stuff, being able to reset the room during the conversations. And, you know, as Aaron had mentioned, starting small and adding more folks over time so that you don't kind of snowball, but are allowed to gradually build the conversation and allow people to come in. So those are all great tips. Any thoughts as far as being a participant? Anything that people should be thinking about as they're being a participant? Because someone had mentioned, you know, the idea that a lot of people are experiencing the idea of hosting for the first time through Spaces. And so this is a new experience for them, but any tips on just how you participate in Spaces too?
Oh yeah.
I would say, sorry, go ahead, Khalif, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, my number one tip for folks is don't have open mic night fear. Is because there's a lot of that happens where, you know, sometimes folks get up to do the, can I ask a question? And it winds up becoming a monologue. So have your questions ready before you get to the stage, if you are going to raise your hand and get on stage.
Yeah. I mean, just to build off of what you said, I was going down the same road. It's, you know, just be prepared with what you want to say. I mean, there's clearly going to be some nervousness with stuff like that, especially if it's your first time jumping into a room. And if it's your kind of one of your favorite creators that you've been listening to or consuming their content over a while, you know, there might be a slight bit of intimidation, but that's the whole point of doing this. It's like we're having open conversations, and especially in a room where it's big, like that's one tip that I've learned now as a host is I try to keep the conversation going, and I try to rotate people in. So when you do come in, maybe we might have a little bit of back and forth, but try to be mindful at the same time that there's other people behind you that also may want to participate at the same time. So like Khalif was saying, just be prepared with what you want to say, get your question out there, get your statement out there, And then, you know, we might have a little bit of back and forth, but then it's going to have to keep going because you don't want to drag a conversation out into 10 or 15 minutes with one person. You want to have a steady rotation of people coming in and out.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the way I look at it is if anyone has ever seen a panel at New York Comic Con or San Diego Comic Con, let's say there's a stage full of people and then there's like two mics on opposite ends of the crowd. It's kind of know what your point is as a listener and that you want to come up and engage. Know what your point is. And I guess kind of like y'all both were saying was keep the conversation flowing because you want to be heard. You want your question answered, but also so does everybody else. So it's just, I guess, kind of being considerate of, I guess, the time.
Love that. Thank you. So yeah, to recap on the participation front, be prepared, keep it brief and keep it moving. But, and think of it almost like you're at a panel at one of the Comic Cons. That's a great way to describe it. Moving on to some of the, another topic that I'd like to cover with y'all. How are you using spaces or just how are you thinking about maintaining engagement with spaces in general and how you're engaging with your communities? Is it becoming something that I know Paris, you'd mentioned earlier that it's becoming something that you're using on a consistent basis. Like, what are you thinking about with spaces? How are you using it to engage with the community outside of what you already do on a daily basis?
I guess I'll jump in again on that one. And please, I hope other people do too. I don't want to dominate the conversation. But for me, since I've been using it, it's definitely becoming more of a tool, like Danny was talking about before, where we're extending the conversation that we may have started on the podcast, right? So say there was some hot topic we were talking about on the podcast. This is a way for me to now bring it to another platform and continue it. And, you know, and again, have the interactive conversation with our listeners, so to speak. Right. I guess I'll jump in and say from a suggestion standpoint for spaces. And, you know, I've talked about this in the past. This is where notification tools, scheduling tools would be great so that I'm using Twitter as a way to say, hey, on Friday at this time, we're going to have this topic. Here's going to be some of the guest speakers that are going to be in this space. This now gets it out to people that follow me on social media. And now maybe they can schedule and send themselves a notification as a reminder. If there's been one thing about spaces that I would like to see improve is I always use Jeff Keighley as an example. Jeff Keighley had Reggie Fils-Aimé on and he tweeted about it. And I was like, oh, I want to go listen to that. That'll be cool. I kind of forgot. And then I didn't jump into the conversation until about halfway through because I didn't remember and I didn't have anything to remind me as such. Right. So it would be great to see spaces adopt that so that you're going to get more engagement because more people are going to be able to remind themselves to be there when you're ready to do it. So that would kind of be a couple of things that I would put off the top as far as suggestions go.
Yeah. Well, for me, I've been playing this with Paris now for a while. We always wanted to record like a live podcast using Twitter Spaces. So like right now, for those that are listening, I'm recording this session as a test. And hopefully if it sounds good, I'll put it on a podcast. But one thing that I would love to see is maybe in the future feature where there's a recording of the session. If somebody misses it, they could go and download it from there, from Twitter or from somewhere else. So that would be cool. And also, I agree about scheduling sessions. I think it would be awesome. But also have maybe form like some type of like a group or community where people could join in if they have like the same type of if you're into like the same type of thing, like let's say gaming or any of the topics. I think that'll be awesome too to have there. And from there you could also schedule your sessions and meet other people that are part of that group. I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Cause I know like we would always do the we call it the Marvel Saturdays after a Marvel show that would debut on Disney Plus, we would, you know, convene the next day and have a discussion regarding that. And that definitely would be awesome to see a scheduling feature where it's like date, time. And even if, let's say hypothetically, we could set maybe some people to be moderators doing it as well, I think that might be a cool feature.
I'm going to even add another layer to that. That's going back to an older product in Periscope, where I would love for there to be a video option as well. Since we're on a mobile device, you know, it's a great thing to be able to figure out a way to kind of pull in, you know, your camera at some point, if you'd like to be on air in that way. And then having the audio come in from the spaces, if you wanted to do those Q&A sessions in that way. I would love to see that. And ditto on all the other parts that everyone's kind of talked about. Scheduling is also always great. You want to be able to promote it as far and wide as you can. But I'm always big on the visual. So I want to be able to figure out ways to connect that either through other content avenues that I'm already kind of thinking about and pushing, or, you know, or trying to figure out ways to do that as well. And to piggyback really quick off Danny, what Danny said, I would love for there to be a way to incorporate lists somehow. I'm always trying to find a good way to curate people who are in my timeline, in my feed, who are like-minded about particular topics. So I would love to do, you know, of course, mostly gaming stuff here, but I want to talk about sports. I want to talk about politics and be able to kind of push people into different lists so that I can, you know, follow up on those conversations and connect with them more too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a, you know, if there's any way to better have a visualization of the question that's being asked, because sometimes people may come into the sessions and may not know quite what's being discussed. So if we have the ability to move the tweets up to the top, it would be great to be able to have the audience questions be visible up top as well. So if someone jumps in, they, you know, it won't be too many resetting times that the moderator has to do, so they can come in and just see that above. And it may also be really cool to have some kind of like polling option, or like, you know, if you're having a conversation and the conversation can go two ways, right? You know, allowing your listeners to say, hey, I really like this point, would really like you guys to dive a little bit more into this. Or, you know, if there's breaking news, be like, hey, you guys want us to talk about this, or do you want us to continue what we're discussing? Having the community really be a part of the conversation, even if they can't actively speak, you know, even if there's a way that they can give input to help with some sort of direction. Because sometimes when you do audio sessions like this, or just content in general, it's, you know, it can be hard sometimes to gauge, like, you know, what are some things that your audience wants to hear? You know, of course, you can set the standard for what you want to talk about. But some of the great opportunities and conversations sometimes come when it's not even from something that's pre-planned. Some of the best conversations have come from moments that were never pre-planned. So there's an opportunity to have more of that interaction. I think that could be really cool, too.
Yeah, I was just thinking along the lines of audio bites, because some individuals are still kind of like nervous to even speak to the creator or the people holding the panel. So having a way to potentially record a small audio bite so they can just have that presented to the platform and they can listen to it and then just talk about it right away, because some individuals are still trying to decide if they want to speak to the individuals on the panel. And they may not want to do that live because they don't want to be embarrassed and things like that. So that may definitely add more resources to the platform, but as an option for them to record a small audio piece to just ask their question really quickly without being live would be a potential option as well.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Danny.
No, I have one more thing to say. I would love to see a section where you could discover other spaces where you could just go, hey, I don't want to talk about gaming. I want to talk about sports or politics. I go in 24/7. There's all type of different rooms where you could join. An easy way to discover other spaces too. I think that would be awesome.
I also think about accessibility. For people who may have trouble hearing, maybe a closed caption option, maybe, and this might be, you know, down the pipeline, a closed caption option. Or even, you know, like I believe it was Andrew that was saying this, where if someone is nervous, that maybe they could type in exactly what they want to say. And I mean, obviously, you know, it's the internet. We may get trolls or whatever the case may be. There could also be a filtering option to say, okay, this isn't really quite appropriate. We'll skip past this. And then whatever is appropriate to the dialogue of the conversation, you can accept. And then at the top, it'll show what the question is and you can answer it while still highlighting that individual.
Yeah, and that's perfect. I'm glad you said that, Phoenix, because that actually just leads me right into where I was slightly pivoting to, and that's moderation and moderation tools. I would love to see the platform grow into, it's almost like you have a producer, right? So you have a moderator that, of all these quality of life features that we're talking about, they're handling that for you in the background. So you as the host you can stay focused on being the host. So if you do have a pre-recorded clip that you're bringing in, your quote unquote moderator producer is handling that for you. If you do have, you know, hot Twitter topics that you want to bring up to the top, that person's handling all that in the background. That person is also handling bringing up new speakers into the platform and maybe even potentially pre-screening them. And I know maybe that's a little more of an advanced feature, which I say this because I've talked about this before in some of my feedback. One thing that would be very important to me being a host on Twitter Spaces is if I've blocked you on Twitter, that means you've been causing trouble. That means you're not someone that I necessarily want to engage with. And I really feel like while someone that may be blocked on my timeline could still see the space and join it and listen, I think that immediately disqualifies you from being able to come up as a speaker. And that would be a great quality of life feature, because if I've gone through the trouble of blocking you, that just means you want to cause trouble. I want to be able to have people that can come up and speak in these spaces where I don't have to worry about them disrupting the conversation. So again, having that kind of quote unquote moderator producer that could potentially pre-screen some of that stuff, or even have some automated tools in place for people that we blocked as speakers that, look, you can listen all day. That's fine. That's great. Please listen as much as you want. But maybe you're not necessarily someone that I want to have come up as a quote unquote speaker in my hosting room. So just my suggestion.
Last piece of feedback on that too. I love the fact that you can kind of emote in the chat too. Like you see a couple of, you know, when folks have a good statement or a good comment, you see that kind of 100 pop up. I would love to see a raise hand move from kind of, you know, being nested in that emote space to kind of where the mute button is for your microphone, so that people can, you know, it helps to reduce some of the crosstalk, so people know that people want to kind of talk next. I think that would be a good move too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there should also be some kind of other format or something that the listeners can like share micro bits or micro conversations or micro points from the sessions, because that will further help to encourage more people to come into the spaces. So if there's a way, I don't know if there's a way to integrate to the audio function that Twitter has implemented where you can just record audio or something. But if there's a way where, like, you know how, I mean, for those who don't know, like for platforms like Twitch and other streaming platforms, you can literally take like a 1 minute clip of like the video stream. It may be really cool if there's a way to like clip out like a 30 second or 1 minute, so you can share that point to encourage more people and help to promote that actual spaces too, and have content for content creators as well for their Twitter accounts.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Are we going to continue here? Gamer Tag Radio. Great conversation, by the way, all about Twitter Spaces and about the gaming community. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, Shack Eye Gear. And everybody knows that we've been wearing this now for a couple of weeks. It's been like over a month now, where every time we go either to Twitch or stream when we record an episode of Gamer Tag Radio, or when I'm out, like just a couple of days ago, I went out with my girl and I've been wearing this, the version I like, the white ones of Shack Eye Gear. And this is a performance for gamers, blue light blocking glasses. This delivers maximum visual while filtering out all the harmful blue light and minimize that screen glare. I know a lot of people have been hitting us up where they took advantage of our promo code, which you're only going to find it here on Gamertag Radio. And they bought it. They purchased it. Purchased all type of different glasses, and they've been posting it through social media and also tagging us. So for those who are listening, if you ever purchase this, please let us know, tag us, and also just let us know your experience with the glasses, man. Again, you could take advantage of this right now. And plus, blue light causes a lot of eye strain, blurry vision, headaches, which is really, really annoying. And I wear this with my headphones up on where I'm playing certain games. Like I'm playing Gears of War, playing Call of Duty. You know, I played also Phantasy Star Online 2, the new Genesis, which is coming out later this year. I was streaming this for like 4-5 hours while wearing my glasses, and It was super, super comfortable. So now, GTR listeners, take advantage of this promo code right now. Go to shackeyegear.com. That's shackeyegear.com and use promo code GTR and you get 10% off your order. So one more time, go to shackeyegear.com, use promo code GTR and get 10% off your order.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
I love that. Love all the ideas that are being shared and all the feedback. These are a lot of really awesome ideas that make a ton of sense. I want to kick it over to Danny because I know he's got a couple questions for y'all. So Danny, take it away.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Very good.
Hey.
Good, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming up.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is an amazing chat. You guys are also making our lives much easier by sharing this open. So really appreciate it. It's extremely invaluable. It's going to help our cause as we continue to improve this. I did have one question before I jet out was, and I already know Paris's answer because we go back and forth a lot on this, but being that gamers are huge desktop PC users, do you guys see a place where spaces and audio can live on web, on a browser?
Yes.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Because I'd love to hear about it.
Because, you know, not everybody's going to be on their phones like, you know, all the time. There's going to be, most of the time they're going to be using their desktop, their computer, right? So that's another way too, where we could interact while we're playing a game or something. We could, you know, have that session too with people through a web browser. I think I could definitely see that.
Okay. So especially for, cause like I said, I'm a Twitch streamer and I'm not, you know, one to, let's say, integrate everything that Twitch has, but it would be a great feature because a lot of us here already have a built-in audience to say, hey, watch me play this, or we all could jump on a discussion and all of us have our cameras there talking to each other and also have interactions between the listeners and things of that nature too. So I think that would be an awesome idea.
That was actually really, really good. I think in terms of desktop audio stuff, I think that's where I'm thinking is, you know, we're all on our phones, but phones aren't really equipped for great audio unless you have it directly next to your face or you're using, you know, a pair of earbuds for any of that stuff. So, yeah, if there was a web version of this where we could, you know, connect to some of our podcasting devices so we can sound super good, then that would be super, super well worth it.
Yeah. And Danny, like you. No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Oh, just quickly. Yeah, desktop, but also don't forget mobile. I think a lot of times people discuss things around that. Mobile gaming and just mobile use is very big in our community, and it's very, very massive in other countries, even more so. Well, so even if we have a desktop, you know, it's important to still keep this mobile version and still have it be pretty solid the same way as desktop, just because another thing, accessibility. There are a lot of people, like, internet and computers are luxuries, and there are people who have more access to mobile. So just to make sure that that's not forgotten as it's being developed more.
Yeah, even before we came in here, I already saw some tweets. People were asking, hey, when is this coming to desktop? So it's definitely something that we all are waiting for as you guys continue to develop this awesome tool. So yeah, all for it.
And really one other thing real fast. I know, sorry, Paris. It just popped into my head. I'll give you the grill back in 1 second.
Oh no, I got the grill.
I love you. It goes back to actually a conversation that Danny started about around recording. I'm pivoting really quickly. I would love, because we have Danny here, I would love an opt-in button for recordings from as a listener. I think that's important to be able to give people the option to opt out of being recorded. Cause we saw what happened to Tiffany Haddish and how that was rough for her for what happened over at Clubhouse because no one said anything about her being recorded. And you don't want to necessarily just leave that up to the hosts. You want hosts to be able to do that and be good servants in that way, but you also want to be able to walk into a room and know that the thing is happening before you get into it. So I think an opt-in button when you join a space to say, hey, this particular thing might be recorded or it is being recorded. That's a good thing to have as a way to keep you from being in a space you don't want to.
Great idea. Deployment.
Yeah, and to jump off of that, and Danny, you obviously you already know my opinion on a lot of stuff, but just to say, you know, for everyone here that's listening, also the desktop platform, bringing it back to the moderation tools, I just think this will allow for more robust and advanced features to be enabled and used. Really jumping off of what Khalif is saying, this will allow both, you know, speaker, moderator, and participant to be from a desktop point of view, to be able to do some different things of what they're going to opt in, what they're going to opt out of, like we were talking about before, using some advanced moderation tools of maybe I want to enable if you're on a block list, you're not able to participate, or maybe, hey, we don't care about that. We want to pre-screen people. I think that would be a lot easier to be able to do from the desktop than try to do from a mobile device. So that's where I think it's going to be a huge advantage, especially from the content creator standpoint. Like a lot of people have already said, we're already engaging with content on our desktops, be it in a stream or playing a game or whatever we're doing. And to have that option sitting right there on the desktop just makes it a lot easier to literally incorporate a spacious conversation into some other content that we're doing at the same time.
I also, just real quick, and this kind of might be a little off topic, but for me, I would love to see it, because I'm an iOS user, I would love to see it come to iPad. And the only reason I say that is because I don't know how many people have hosted a Twitter space and you get a phone call and that interrupts the whole show, so to speak. And I would love to see that come to iPad, because I don't get phone calls on my iPad. And if we're having, let's say, dialogue with listeners or followers of ours, and I get a phone call and something, my point might get cut off midway. And I definitely want to make sure that everybody who's in the space is actually engaging, and we're all hearing each other, and then we don't have to close it down and open it back up, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, I have one more suggestion too. I think because, you know, in every country they have different type of data cap compared to here in the United States. So it will be cool for a listener to have that option to change the audio quality if they want something like high quality or low quality, so they don't get too much data on their mobile device too, or computer.
Also, yeah. Also, just thinking about that, translations would be fantastic for transcriptions. That would be super cool to be able to have multi-language support in it as well, if it's not already there.
Yeah, that's that last one. I mean, I was going to say everything up to this point we're working on, and we're headed down a good direction. Last one, still chopping away at that. So, but this is great, guys. I'm running out of post-its. I took a ton of notes here. So this is,
good.
This is great stuff. I do have to dash. The little ones are jumping all over me, but really appreciate it. And some of you I've already DM'd. Others I'm going to reach out, and I would love to get more of your thoughts, even bring you in and chat more.
Awesome, man.
Definitely, man.
Appreciate you, Danny.
Take care, guys. And keep the best
work. Thank you.
So we are coming close to the end of this space, and I'd love to wrap us up with, you know, we talked a lot about spaces. But I'd like to just talk about games and let everyone just share their thoughts as far as what they're excited about for this year, what they're excited about recently, or what's coming. Let's close out with just talking about, you know, what we're excited about for the games industry. So anyone, please take it away.
I want to take this away, because Blessing is in here. I swear he wants to fight me because he didn't like my Metal Gear Solid opinion on Twitter today. So I just wanted to say that right away. But please, I'll let him.
Pirates started rumors. Oh no.
I know, right? I would say the absolute one game, and Paris is going to joke me for this so bad, outside of the ColecoVision 360 coming out, I would say it's Halo Infinite for me. This is the 20th anniversary for Halo this year. It's the 20th anniversary for Xbox. I am beyond excited to get my hands on this game, to be able to play it, play with the community. But I think Halo is, if there's only one game for me to get this year, it would definitely be Halo Infinite.
Man, Khalid. Yo, not Khalid. That was Phoenix, right? Okay. Well, Mark. Yeah, I'm very excited about Halo Infinite. Very, very excited. But also, you know, I'm excited to see what's next with Xbox Game Pass and Bethesda and Xbox. Like, I'm very excited. And actually, later this year is the 20th anniversary of Xbox. So I'm super curious to see like what are their plans to celebrate that, man, with the launch with Halo Infinite and who knows what else, you know? So I'm very excited about that too.
I'm excited about a bunch of stuff. I know a lot of things are getting pushed this year out to next year, which is, you know, a blessing and a curse in and of itself. But I feel like there's enough good stuff coming out this year that we all need to get into. I'm excited about the show dropping very soon on Xbox. That's going to be pretty great to see them finally get a baseball game to play in that way. Just excited for the energy in the industry right now is really good. It feels like, you know, there's a lot of conversations that usually happen that are very dour about where the industry was. But yesterday, if you're, you know, kind of on the inside of the industry in that way, there was so much movement with so many folks who are in the industry moving to different places, moving to different organizations and outlets. And that was a really good thing to see on a Monday morning, when usually Monday mornings aren't filled with great information. So it was nice to see so much good energy in the space moving forward for the rest of the year. So excited about that. And you know, all the folks in this room are prime examples of all that too. So it's good to see it.
I'll just jump in and say this. I'll keep mine super brief. There's just two games that I'm very excited about for the rest of the year. Like has already been said, would be Halo Infinite, just for various reasons. That's the flagship title for Xbox. It's the 20-year anniversary of Halo coming up. Everything, this game is so important to just that IP, that franchise as a whole, that I truly hope this one-year delay that they took to get it right works. I hope it's a smash success. We're all on the multiplayer. Everyone's super excited about Halo again. The other one for me, on a personal note, would be Horizon Forbidden West. Knock on wood, I really hope that still makes it into 2021. I was just a huge fan of the first Horizon Zero Dawn. I absolutely just fell in love with that game and just that world that they created. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what else Guerrilla Games is going to be able to do with this franchise. But to piggyback off of what Khalif said as well, I'm just very excited about the industry as a whole. I mean, the movement that we saw in the industry happen yesterday was exciting to see. Everyone on this panel are fantastic creators and hosts in their own right. And there's just so many more of us that are out there. So I'm just hoping this can be the year that we see more people, you know, rise up to the top and they get their voices heard and get the spotlight put on them as well. So it's a very exciting time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for me, I just definitely want to leave some tangible tools on the table. But as far as gaming is concerned, I just picked up the Halo Master Chief Collection, because I was on sale. So I picked that up. So definitely excited for Halo stuff and also Ninja Gaiden. But I'm really excited for individuals to not wait for permission to start their thing. Okay. Whatever that thing is, whether it's podcasts or YouTube stuff. So as far as tangible tools, I'll definitely say, you know, read How to Win Friends and Influence People. That'll set you up. You know, that'll open up a lot of doors for you if you read a book like that. Also the newest one called The YouTube Formula. Definitely consider picking that up if you're writing things down during this particular session. And things like The Art of the Interview, which Phoenix and I talked about recently on the podcast. You know, these tangible tools, when you do the work and you invest in yourself, they will pay so much dividends for you in the future because you've already started doing that work. And lastly, by way of self-awareness, ask the individuals who know you closely what they like about you and what they don't. And if you're willing to hear that information from those who know you well, that could pretty much create a great launch pad for you and anything that you decide to do afterwards. So those are the tangible tools I definitely want to be putting to.
Yeah. Well, we definitely know pears and each other's cooking, so they got that out of the way.
I didn't say it this time. It wasn't me. I didn't say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, shout out to Trigger Grills. I love y'all. Keep going.
But for me, I'm really excited that how gaming is viewed is being redefined. It's not just a polarizing thing. It's always been a lifestyle for us, but it's truly becoming life, you know, different. It's being utilized for studying, health and medical stuff. It's being used, to help kids with ADHD. Like gaming is such an amazing tool. And it's an amazing art form, and I'm really happy that it's gaining a lot of respect and that it is truly changing people's lives. I think we all can attest up here And we're going to see a lot more entertainment integrations into gaming in ways that we've never seen before, whether it's NFTs, whether it's rappers doing music videos and video games, whether it is, you know, music groups being developed from actual video game characters. Like, it's endless what's going to happen. And I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about is that every single one of us up here, as well as those in the audience, we are the faces that we never had growing up in gaming. And that's just showing you that the opportunities are diversifying and the doors are opening up. And I'm super excited for the foundation that we will be laying down, because this is going to be opening up the doors for the youth and those who come after us. So I'm excited that we are able to be those faces that we wish we had growing up as fans in the gaming community.
Can I piggyback off of that really quick? I'll try to keep this brief. But what you said, Aaron, was very important. And I think this is a very diverse panel that's up here right now. And one thing that I've definitely been trying to push more of an effort, you know, I'm older, I'm in my 40s. I work in tech. I mean, it's been my entire career. But I think even gaming as a whole, we can really use this as an educational tool to get more of our youth and to get more diverse people into STEM. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. We don't have enough of us in that field. And I think gaming, you see what Microsoft and Xbox just did with Game Camp New Orleans. And that was bringing the opportunity to these areas where there's more diversity, right? So they can learn about code. They can learn to script. They can learn about game development. I think that's one thing I would love to see as creators, that we push more as a whole, that gaming, yeah, it's fun, but it can be educational too. And it can literally be the gateway to more opportunity in technology. And I think that would just be a great thing to see.
Curtis, can I quick piggyback off that super fast? Yeah. Okay. I'll take your silences. Yes.
Traeger said no.
Oh, wow. I just wanted to double down on what you and Aaron said. And I said, the thing that really touched me about what Aaron said was, like, you know, we didn't have these kinds of conversations growing up and having people who look like us in these spaces doing things in the industry. You know, I think Aaron has been at the forefront of doing such wonderful stuff within the esports space, you know, being a co-owner, being in management of Xset. You know, I'm luckily doing stuff in the D&I and gaming space over at Intel. You know, visibility from the podcasting space with Danny being a, you know, 10 plus year vet, and Andrew as well. Like, you know, there are folks in this room who have been learning about and being in these spaces for a very long time, and now are kind of getting their due. It is great to be able to see how much of this space, the video game industry, has changed over the years, but we do have a lot of ways to go. And I think, you know, I'm always thinking about how culture is the major part of how all of this moves. And we are a part of that culture. We are the stewards of that culture. And we grew up in it. So I think that the further the gaming industry goes will be on the, you know, the backs of us kind of pushing that forward through the culture that we live in and love. So I just wanted to share that real fast.
Amazing. Thank you so much, everyone. Big shout out to, as Khalif said, the stewards of the culture. Really, really appreciate y'all joining us today. We had a really great conversation, and I certainly want to host more of these in the future. And I want to make sure that y'all check out the spaces that everyone that's joined today hosts as well. So thank you again for making the time today to have this conversation, and be on the lookout for more from everyone on this panel. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for having us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so that was our session. Please let me know your thoughts about the topics that we had during the session on Twitter Spaces. I think it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people tuning in. A lot of people were replying to us through Twitter, just giving us their thoughts about just the conversation that we had there, man. So once again, thank you so much to Twitter Spaces and Twitter Gaming for inviting me and everybody else as part of this session. That was a lot of fun. And I can't wait to do more of this in the future. All right, so head over to Gamertag Radio. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app.
just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, and also post your review. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we'll be back next week with more content, more discussions, and shout out to Pete. He's back. If you missed this episode, make sure to go listen to it. We had a great conversation about everything that's been going on with Sony and the rumors that's been going around. It was a great conversation, so make sure to check it out. Until next time, we are out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.